Okay, I would just name the reasons why we laugh. We've just had a room full of laughter, and everyone was just crazy cracking jokes and having fun. And the question was, why do we laugh, or what are the benefits of laughter? And from A Whack on the Side of the Head, Roger mentions a couple of them, and he says, laughter causes you to look at things in a fresh new way. Laughter puts you at ease. Laughter also stretches your thinking, and it allows you to take things less seriously. And so our topic today has to do with our creativity, our geniuses, and this is one of the times where we're going to go back as a child, because in our childhood, it seems that everything is so fresh. Everything is so, we are so aware of our environment. And on the opposite side, it seems as though there are absolutely no limitations in childhood. And, you know, sometimes you wonder why. Why is this? And I had a chance to read Shakti Gawain's Creative Visualization. She has mentioned quite a few things in here. So if you ever have a chance or to read her book or books, she always mentions beautiful little areas where you can literally go back into, you know, a very playful childhood and pull the creativity from there. And we're going to do a little bit of that today. One of the things she has mentioned is every moment of your life is infinitely creative, and the universe is endlessly bountiful. Just put forth a clear enough request, and everything your heart desires must come to you. And so my question to you is, why? Why should everything our heart desire come to us? Is it something that we are, okay, let's change that around. The reason why, one of the reasons that we ask that everything must come to us is because we are in a universe of wholeness. Mm-hmm. And everything, some people know this more than others, is absolute energy. It's just a universe of energy. And what we see, what we feel, what we think are in various forms of this energy. I chose to wear my shirt today that says, thoughts become things. And this is literally a process of infinite imagination thoughts that go through the process of becoming more finite, more molecular, you know, more solid form of manifestation. And so this is one of the reasons that we must remember that we are naturally created. I mean, there is nowhere outside of this oneness that we can go to create anything. You know, it's all energy, and we tap into this energy. There is an illustration that I always like, and Reverend Trish always uses it, and she's at the CCRS on Graham Road. She always says that whatever it is that we want, abundance, creativity, peace, whatever energies or qualities of God that we want, it's absolutely always there. How much we open ourselves to receive it is up to us. And in our case here, our imagination is always there. It's absolutely there. Thought is always there. Our creativity has always been there. It was never lost. How much I open myself to receiving it, do I want a funnel and really pulling from that creativity, or am I a little bit more open and allow creativity to flow? Or am I wide open and allowing the abundance to flow? It literally just depends on us. And so our natural power of imagination is the basic creative energy of the universe. And whether we are aware of it or not, it's there. It's constantly there. And so imagination is the ability to create an idea or mental picture in your mind. And in creative visualization, we use our imagination to create a clear image of something we wish to manifest. And so we're going to go into like a little meditation, because we're going to go into a visualization process. I asked Miss Bethany to bring her doll. Could you put your doll up in center here? I have my Jacques. Oh, you can keep her. Keep her there, but have her be part of our group. You can put her. Oh, yeah. What a beautiful doll. And the reason I wanted this childhood. Thank you. Thank you. That looks really nice. Does she have a name?
Kitten.
Kitten. Mm-hmm. And I would like to introduce Jacques Vrabé. I actually had to sign some virtual adoption papers for him. I was given he was given to me about 3 weeks ago by a really good friend of mine, Libby Hector, and she just said, "I just want you to have him."
Oh.
And I said, "Okay, beautiful, I'll keep him." So thank you very much. But what this actually does, and your doll, is literally really just reminds us that there is that creativity in us that we can tap at all times. And literally reflecting on our childhood, not necessarily the times when we had to run and hide because of injury or the other, but reflecting on the times when we were just open and just so aware that when we say, "I want this," there was nothing, there were no limitations, there was nothing blocking the thought of ever even thinking that it can't happen. And this is exactly what Shakti is saying and what Roger is saying. He's literally telling us that this is who we are, naturally. One of the things Roger is also talking about is sometimes it's really difficult to remember that our creative genius is always here, always within. And the reason Roger brings the whack on the head is so that we can think of things in different ways, in just rearrange our thoughts. And I really like him. You know, he's an amazing guy, because he actually tells you to play the fool. Now, we look down on playing the fool as, "My gosh, how stupid can one get?" or whatever. But he is looking at playing the fool as in the sense of us changing our thinking around. So, for example, he had mentioned these are my glasses, my $1.49 glasses. Yeah, he says, reversing your viewpoint is a great way to sharpen your thinking. Sometimes all we need to do is, all that is needed is just a little extra thought, a little extra different perspective. And one of the things is, when we look at things in a fresh way or in a different way, then things open up. So, for example, he mentioned in his Laugh at It episode, he says, "How deep is the ocean?" And the answer was, it was just a stone throwaway. And again, he asked, "What do John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh have in common?" They both have the same middle name, The. You know, and these are things that we don't normally think about, you know, but that it's absolutely necessary. And I'm so glad to have him in my life because he really presents a different perspective and a different way of me thinking. So let's get into. I think I would do a meditation instead of the groups. I'll go ahead and do a meditation to help us with our creative genius. And thank you so much for listening.
Can you record the meditation?
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it going.
Okay.
Do you mind? I'll be back.
No, I don't mind. I just have to come up with it. I hope it comes out okay.
If you don't like it, David, put it again.
Okay, very good. Okay. All right, so let's get quiet again. Remembering that there is nowhere we need to go, nowhere we need to get anything outside of us. Everything that we need is right here, right now, all in the form of creative imagination, creative visualization. And it is literally the technique you use to bring whatever you want into your life. Remember, there is nothing at all new, strange, or unusual about creative visualization. You are already using it every day, every minute, in fact. It is your natural power. It is your basic creative energy. So take a deep breath. Breathe from your stomach. Inhale that absolute energy, that bountifulness of the universe. And again, do whatever it takes to feel comfortable. Creative visualization is magic, and it is magic in the truest and highest meaning of the word. It involves understanding and aligning yourself with the natural principles that govern the workings of our universe, and learning to use these principles in the most conscious and creative ways. We remember that energy is a magnetic force. One law of energy is this: energy of a certain quality of vibration tends to attract energy of a similar quality or vibration. Thought and feelings have their own magnetic energy, which attracts energy of a similar nature. So we can see this principle at work, for instance, when we accidentally run into someone we've been just thinking of, or happen to pick up a book which contains exactly the perfect information we need at this moment. So just know that creative energy is absolutely innate. It is within, and there is nowhere we need to go to get it. So again, breathe deeply and slowly. And when you feel relaxed, start to imagine the thing or things you want exactly as you would like it. if it is an object, imagine yourself with the object, using it, admiring it, enjoying it, showing it to your friends. If it is a thing or an event or a situation, imagine yourself right there and everything happening just as you want it. You may imagine what people are saying, or you may imagine any details that would make it even more real to you. Have fun with it. Make sure it's an enjoyable experience. Now take this thing, this object, this event, this relationship, this situation. Let's take it right back to the beautiful moments of our childhood. It's like a child just sitting and daydreaming right now about what he wants for his birthday. Put the thing you want right there in the mind of the child, or as the child. And open up yourselves to all the possibilities that a child has. Literally see the thing that you are asking for. Remember, a child doesn't know he's not going to get it. So they dream about it. Keeping the idea or image still fresh in your mind, mentally make some very positive, affirmative statements to yourself. These statements are absolutely positive. You can see such things like, I open myself to accept this right here, right now. Oh, I now have a wonderful, happy relationship. Oh, I'm spending a wonderful weekend in the mountains. What an absolutely awesome vacation. So these statements are very positive, and it is a very, very important part of creative visualization. And as we end, we remind ourselves of a life without limitation as children. We remind ourselves of the toys that we've had and the endless possibilities where we've expanded our mind and our thoughts around the toys that we've played with. These toys gave us a certain amount of pleasure, a certain amount of knowing that it's not only with the toys, but it's even bigger than the toys. Our minds went every way, every which way. And so we remember to keep that object, that event, the situation, always close to our thoughts, feeding them with affirmative statements. And as we come to a close with this visualization process, I say these words. This, or something even bigger and better, now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways, for the highest and best good of all involved. And so, slowly bring your attention back. You can pinch your fingers, tap your toes, open up to the possibility of mingling again with each and every one of us, as you bring your attention back to the room.